Insect exoskeletons also work like body armor, protecting insects against the outside world and helping them cope with habitats that other creatures can't. Even their small size, which we might see as a disadvantage, is something they use to their benefit. Because most species are so tiny, millions of insects can inhabit a small space and make use of all the available resources within it. This means they can occupy hundreds of different niches across ecosystems. Some insects survive by eating the roots, stems, leaves, seeds, pollen, and nectar of specific plants. Others, like wasps, make use of live insects by paralyzing the victims and laying their eggs inside, so that when the hatchlings emerge, they can eat their way out and get nourishment. Mosquitoes and biting flies feed on blood, taking advantage of this unusual resource to ensure their survival. And a whole bunch of other insects have built a niche around feces. Flies lay their eggs there, and some beetles even build large balls out of animal dung, which they eat and use as accommodation for their eggs. And then there's the insect's mighty power of metamorphosis. This trait not only transforms insects, but also helps them maximize the available resources in an ecosystem. Take butterflies. In their larval caterpillar form, they chomp hungrily through leaves at a rapid rate to help them grow and spin cocoons. But when they emerge as butterflies, these insects feed only on flower nectar. Metamorphosis means the larvae and adults of one species will never compete for the same resource, so they successfully share an ecological niche without limiting their own success. This process is so efficient that an incredible 86% of insect species undergo complete metamorphosis. We're big and they're small, so it's easy to forget that these critters are moving in their millions all around us all the time. But examine almost any patch of ground and you're sure to find them there. Their numbers are immense and their success is unmatched. We may have to accept that it's insects, not us, that are the true conquerors of the planet.